That was great. All right, guys, we have two more stories left tonight. Coming up next to the stage, the director of live events for WBEZ. Maybe you've heard of it. This is Don Hall.
I realized when I came in here that I'm a collective double everybody's age in this room. And as I heard the stories of games and pubic hair and so many things, I realized that, I have my video game moment, but it was long before most of you were born, because my first video game was Pong, and then Space Invaders, the original motherfucking Atari system. And what I learned from the original Atari system was that when I played video games, and this carried over to when I played Galaga when I was in high school, which was the best offense, the best defense, it's all just fucking offense. It's just shoot, 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 fucking shoot. There's no strategy to it. My Galaga, the percentage at the end was ridiculous, but I shot a lot of fucking bullets, and that was fine. This has carried over. When I was 17 years old, I went to my very first and my very last Renaissance fair. And I'd never been, I didn't know what to expect. A friend of mine, Lou, in high school, was a Dungeons & Dragons guy. And he loved Dungeons & Dragons, and consequently, apparently, that goes hand in hand, that then he loved Renaissance fairs. So this is in the middle of Kansas. So this is the Kansas, Wichita, in fact, Renaissance fair. And I didn't want to fucking go. I don't dress up. I hated, my mother trained me to hate Halloween with a passion. By dressing me up as shit that I didn't want to be, and so I, to this day, do not dress up in costumes of any kind, much to my wife's chagrin. So I wasn't going to dress up, but Lou was dressed as a squire or some horse shit like that. He had his outfit on. There was chainmail, but no, he didn't have any. He had no chainmail, and I wish I'd had. It's $20, so we pay our $20, and we're walking around, and Lou's having the fucking time of his life. He's, you know, we get a giant turkey leg and mead, but it was non-alcoholic, so I don't think it was mead. I think it was apple juice. I don't know what it was, but we had some of that. We walked around. We looked at the blacksmith. I mean, it was like Silver Dollar City, but set in the medieval times. So it was a little weird. And then all of a sudden, We're at the jousting area and the broadsword combat area. And Lou has inadvertently, he signed me up. And they call me, "Hey, Don Hall. And I went, "Yeah, come on over." And I'm like, "What the fuck's going on?" And they weren't come on over. They were speaking in archaic English accents, but I'm not going to do that shit. No, prithee be, fuck off. Okay. Sure, got it. And they said, "Okay, you're our next jouster. You're going to need a broadsword." And I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And Lou wasn't helping because Lou was over laughing his ass off. And he, "Do you have any armor?" I said, no, I don't have. So they start to tie carpet squares on my shins, on my thighs, a couple on my chest. They've got a bucket. It's a fucking bucket that they cut the face out of the face of a bucket. It's on my head. And then they give me, it's got to be this long. I mean, granted, I was smaller than, but it's got to be, it's a rattan, which is like much harder than bamboo, broadsword. And I'm still don't know what I'm supposed to do. And they say, "Okay, you start over here. They're going to have you walk about 10 steps in. And then when the maiden, you know, throws the flag, then you go at it." And I look across, and my opponent is way into this shit. My opponent, first of all, is an adult. He's not a 17-year-old high school student. He's like a 35-fucking-year-old man. And he's a big man. And he owns real armor. This shit is polished. He is proud. It's got the visor, and you know, and he's got chainmail. I got no fucking. He's got chainmail, and he's got his own rattan sword that he's dressed up, and it's got some ribbons and some shit. I mean, he's into this. And I still don't know what I'm supposed to do. And so I'm standing there, and Lou's laughing, and I'm pissed, and I'm looking, and then I look at this guy, and this guy's got blood in his eye. I mean, he's serious about this shit. And the maiden throws the thing up, and this motherfucker starts, he runs, and he lifts his sword. I don't know what the rules are. No one explained to me that it was an exhibition and that we weren't supposed to hit each other. And so when he came at me, I sweeped his leg and just started beating the shit. I mean, I'm just wailing on this. He is not fucking getting up and hitting me with his sword. I am beating. He starts to cry. I don't even know. I'm in my Braveheart bloodlust. Wham, motherfucker. Boom. His wife runs onto the field. Begging you to stop kidding your husband, so I stop and I'm like, what? And she pulls his helmet off and he is crying. And she is crying. And they come over to me and they start pulling off my carpet squares and they kick me out of the whole Renaissance Fair. I am escorted out by security. I am not allowed to go back in. I sit out in the parking lot and laugh. There's got to be a good hour before Lou finally comes out. And Lou is so embarrassed. He's so embarrassed. And so the only thing I can say that I've learned from video games is that when you press start, just keep fucking hitting those buttons until that shit goes down.
There's been like a mini theme of coercing people to do things that they don't know they're doing. Joe, come up here. Let's fight with someone. At Empire, my friend.